Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
These are people of the land, the common clay of the New West. You know, morons.
Coming to you live from Internet Station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend.
Blazing Saddles?
Yes.
Blazing Saddles.
I was kind of scrambling for a clip and that one jumped out at me.
Yeah,
so.
No. Blazing Saddles is always a good choice.
Good. It was either that or something from Airplane, because you can't look right or left without finding a funny moment.
Oh, yeah.
Either of those movies. So.
I'm sorry. I have a drinking problem.
I'll try harder next time.
Next time you can do the, oh, is this your first time flying? Yes.
Yeah.
What did you say?
It's like, nervous.
Oh, like, yeah.
A little. First time. No, I've been nervous lots of times.
Yeah.
My plan, it's almost like you're a fucking mind reader or you peeked in my computer files or something. Stop shimmying in my mind. What is that dance? The shimmy?
I don't know. I'm just winging shit.
Let's call it the shimmy.
It's stuff I would do at the club if I wasn't so self-conscious.
I'm telling you, I'm saving that clip for when you get Stone King in here.
Stone King?
Or one of your army buddies, because okay. I guarantee they've never been on a podcast before.
I don't think so, yeah.
Usually people mention it if they have been.
Yo, one time I was on this.
You'll never catch me doing that shit, though.
Nope. Because we have some class. And also, this is... Like, we've done this so much, this is old news. We don't even talk about it.
It's not even, yeah.
It's not like, hey, I was on a podcast. It's like, what? Yeah, I've had a podcast for like 10 years. Why?
It's not a big deal anymore.
Yeah.
Like, if you had a YouTube channel in 2008, people were like, whoa, shit, send me the link. And now you tell people you have a YouTube channel, they're like, sure.
Cough drops.
Thank you.
Cherry flavored.
Ooh.
They're more effective than the strawberries.
You gave me a lemon one last time, I think.
Did I really?
It was yellow. That's all I know.
Oh, that's kind of fucked up. Why would I do that?
Yeah, why'd you give me a yellow
cough
drop?
Maybe it was a honey one.
Didn't taste like honey. I don't know.
It tasted like a fucking cough drop.
Anyway, cherry cough drops, live. Oh, I like this one. Cherry's one of
that. Is this ASMR?
What's the opposite of ASMR? It might be to someone.
Ear rape.
Yeah, maybe. It'd be like, what does it actually stand for? Do you know?
ASMR?
Yeah.
Fucking, I'm not good at thinking of funny acronyms on the spot.
I know R is response. It's gotta be. It has to be. Let's figure this out. Go on the thing.
Autoerotic simulated maternal response.
My God. That's a lot of...
Freud, what's up?
Autonomous sensory meridian response.
Yeah, well, all it does is piss me off.
An experience characterized by a static-like or tingling sensation on the skin that typically begins on the scalp and moves down the back of the neck and upper spine.
Okay, so I've had that happen before.
Okay.
And that's when you're listening to good music. You know what's not good music? Listening
what?
To somebody eat a fucking steak. That's bullshit. I hate that.
And you may also be able to conflate that with consuming cough drops, too.
Yeah.
Listen, as I talk, you can hear it click in the back of my jaw. I'm so sorry to everyone out there. Did I throw away the wrapper? No, I didn't. I'm probably just going to save this for after the show. It is delicious, though.
Okay.
Don't even...
I am keeping mine in, not because I'm rude, but because I don't want to cough on this microphone.
No, that's it. Yeah, you got a good purpose of doing that. Hang on a second. Yeah. Live cough drop spit. Has anyone ever done that on the internet before?
There's potential.
Oh, yeah.
The internet's a wild fucking place.
Oh, and actually, you know what? I'm going to put it on the other side of my mixing board just to create a germ barrier between you and it. How fucking...
It came out of my pocket.
Yeah, pockets don't have germs. Everyone knows that. That's why you can keep spaghetti in there and no one has to worry.
Please, can you dust my wets? Hold up your spaghetti.
What the fuck was that again? Your whole it is spaghetti?
Yeah, it's spaghetti. And they're like, sir, if you want more Parmesan cheese, you can just ask for it. You're just holding up your spaghetti with both hands. My wits. This is the dumbest goddamn thing I've ever seen in my entire life, and I love it.
Hold on, you're killing me.
You'll put that cough drop back in.
Yeah, maybe I do need it. Shit. I didn't realize how bad I needed it till it was right there. And yours isn't even working.
Yeah, not very well.
That sucks.
I'm on the tail end of it, though.
What's that shit that you... Chloraseptic. You ever had that?
Does that have to do with plants?
No, it might come from plants. I don't know, but it's...
Everything comes from plants at some point.
It's awful. Like, these cherry cough drops, mm-hmm. I really do like them. Cherry is one of my favorite candy flavors, and it's just got this strange, like, mint quality that it leaves behind.
Mm-hmm.
I dig that. There's this stuff called Chloraseptic that has a picture of a cherry on the bottle, and it's a liquid that you spray into the back of your throat, and it, like, it kills everything. It's all dead now. You spray this, and your tongue is just a weird sleeping bag in your head, and your uvula is just... It's gone. You can't feel it. You could, like, throw an entire Costco Polish dog down there without choking on it. You'd be fine.
That's phenomenal. I think I had, like, a throat spray or some of that stuff. You just spray it in your mouth, and you inhale real hard, and everything mm-hmm. in there just goes numb for, like, 4 minutes.
And that's not nearly long enough when you need it that bad.
No, it was just long enough for me to be like, hey, this is neat. Oh, it's back.
Yeah. You need, like, Oh, see, maybe that's how post-nasal drip can be useful.
Isn't that a Coke thing?
Yes.
Okay, I've never done Coke.
But instead, you do it with menthol, and it will deaden your throat, like, constantly for maybe an hour or so.
Okay. Hey, speaking of Coke, so my older brother told me the most hilarious story. So he had a friend when he was in the Army, something about, this guy used to do a bunch of drugs, right? He said
while in the Army?
No.
Oh, okay. Whew.
Yeah, no, you get drug tested randomly and frequently in the
Army. I imagine.
But anyways, so this guy, he once got this cocaine that was so pure, right?
How pure was it?
Like, there's a joke in here somewhere, but I don't know what it is.
It's okay. You could just, like, say it was so pure that the KKK turned it into a grand wizard on the spot. I don't know. It's like some fucking thing.
We're going to come back to that.
Grand Wizard is a real rank there. We can learn.
No,
that.
I know it is. And I have another thing about Grand Wizards for you. Anyway.
Okay.
But,
I'm excited.
No, so he goes to the bathroom at this bar, does a couple lines, and comes back. And he's just sitting there. His life is all cool. He's having a good time. And his buddy finally goes, dude, fucking stop it. He's like, dude, what are you talking about? He's like, dude, for the last 15 minutes, you've been sitting here.
Oh, God.
He couldn't feel it. His face was numb.
And he was doing it unconsciously?
Yeah, he had no idea.
Oh,
that's
man.
How good that Coke was.
That's messed up.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you need to put it directly in your veins. Then you won't have those weird feelings in your head.
Yeah, heroin has it figured out.
Come on.
Duh. Everybody just do heroin. But
that's the lesson to take away here, yeah.
Moving on to Grand Wizards. So I watched.
Did you meet one?
No.
Oh, okay.
God, no. I hope not. Dude, what if I met one in secret and I had no idea?
I'm sure it's happened to all of us at least once.
Yeah, we've all ran into a murderer at some point. Like, hey, man, how you doing? Like, oh, here, let me get my shopping cart out of your way. And he's like, oh, sweet, you're off the list. And then that's the end of it. But so I was watching this podcast. It had Chris D'Elia, Will Sasso, and Brian Callen on it. And they were just, like, doing a skit about how, not even, like, a skit, but they were just, like, kind of rolling with Chris's joke about his house being so big he doesn't know how many rooms he has.
Right.
He's saying how he once went into a wing of the house that he never really goes to and found somebody had opened up a Starbucks in there.
Whoops.
And then the joke kind of, like, goes on. And they find out that in Chris's house is a racist Starbucks.
And he's like, oh, shit.
They're talking about, like, Chris, is this guy a grand wizard in the KKK and he has a Starbucks in your fucking house? Like, no, he knows no magic. Dude, it's like almost 20 minutes long, and while they're like trying to decipher it, and Chris D'Elia is slowly throwing crumbs for them to just pick up on.
Yeah.
Dude, it's so fucking funny.
It's a really misleading title to have wizard in your name and you can't even pull a quarter out of some guy's ear.
No.
What the fuck?
There's a racist joke in here somewhere, but I'm just going to leave it alone.
Pulling quarters out of ears?
Well, there's pulling something out of somewhere, but...
Oh.
Yeah, we're just going to move along because as hilarious as it would have been, we're family-friendly content now. We're a good Christian channel.
What the fuck? No, where'd this come from?
What?
I'm sorry. I know we're supposed to yes-and each other here, but I'm going to no-but you. All right? Family-friendly. Just because Drew and Therese had a kid, you know, we're going to teach that kid early. It's okay to say the bad words.
The bad words are okay as long as you don't get in trouble. And if you do get in trouble, that just means they're too sensitive.
It's also okay to treat some people differently than others because sometimes it's just safer.
Like, you see that guy over there, how he's talking to nothing and lashing out? Yeah. It's okay to not talk to him.
Yeah. He may want you to talk to him, but you really don't want that for yourself.
You just have to look at him and say, I'm not real. And then watch him have a meltdown.
I got to tell you, that thing you said about passing murderers on the street and stuff, I think the guy that checked us out of the hotel at New Orleans might have been a secret murderer.
Well, he's not a very good one if you figured it out.
No, he really isn't. Cover your tracks more. What's his name? I don't
smell the murder on your breath.
Let's pretend his name's Robert.
Robert?
I bet that was.
That's a killer name.
But yeah, he was doing like some shit about like it's like 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
He's a night owl. He just has to man the desk.
Yeah.
And he's going off on some spiel as we're waiting for the lift to come up about how people are moving to New Orleans from California and they're driving the prices up and they're buying like vacation homes and only living there 2 months out of the year. And more than once, he said, man, I sure wish murder were legal. That sure would take care of this. All right, Robert, let's take our foot off the crazy pedal.
I realize when it gets at 3 a.m., people start talking about stuff they don't really mean, but like kind of mean.
Yeah.
You know, you've been like playing Truth or Dare at 3 a.m., and all of a sudden shit just turns weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robert's one of those guys, except for this is his job.
A hand moves too far up the thigh, and everybody's just really silent for the rest of the night.
Yeah. one of those just weird experiences. Then someone's like, all right, going to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the end of it. Nobody remembers it in the morning.
So the guy that checked us out of the hotel either had plotted or was currently plotting a murder. So,
and see, you know what? Talking about Californians moving in, driving the prices up, I feel them because they're coming here too.
Yeah.
Everybody's leaving California because it's a sinking ship. A lot of them are going to Texas too, and Texas, not happy.
Oh, shit, I bet not.
Yeah.
Like, and it's not even...
It's not that they're from California. It's the fact that they're bringing, like, their views over there. They're like, hey, man, I don't know if you heard this, but we don't do it like that around here. They're like, all right, well, I'm going to vote until it does.
And yeah. Then, no, like, Houston is, like, the only blue county in the entire state. I'm pretty sure that it's just going to start leaking out of there, and it's going to...
slowly start spreading, and then
It's going to be weird.
Texas isn't the beautiful retirement that I had planned in my head anymore.
Oh, you were thinking of Texas.
I mean, could have been.
Huh?
It's either that or just sell all my house and sell everything I have and then just travel the world.
In like a Volkswagen van with solar panels on the roof?
Nah, I'd be really old. I need something easy, low maintenance.
Oh, fuck. Okay, well, I'm sure everyone else is talking about this. We might as well get our digs in.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the Cybertruck?
I need to buy one immediately.
I got mixed feelings about it.
It looks like it's out of Halo 3, dude. What the fuck?
It looks like somebody took the polygon slider on a game and just their finger slipped and it went all the way to the left.
It's like somebody took
the... But I love it.
It's like somebody was like, hey, you know that Pokemon Porygon? And they're like, yeah, like, turn it into a car. And they're like, you got it.
Well, I gotta look that up. Porygon? Is that some guy after the original 150?
No, I think he's in the original 150.
Porygon.
Yeah, tell me that's not the truck.
Pokemon Encyclopedia.
What number is he?
137.
Yeah.
Oh, and he's like, he's the last of an evolutionary line.
No, that's that's his evolution.
Oh, okay. There's like a giant-ass Porygon. Porygon Z.
Yeah, they took Porygon Z and said, make a car. And they took regular Porygon and said, make a truck.
Well, damn, that's a sick, tight reference, bro.
Thank you.
But
I also recently caught a Porygon on Pokemon Go. That's why it was at the forefront of my mind.
Yeah. But man, it would be so cool to see one of those trucks on the road and like throw a brick at it and they don't even notice. That'd be amazing. I don't want to throw a brick at it because it's a cool car. I mean,
yeah.
I can't tell if he's joking when he says the pressurized version is what's going to be on Mars, but that makes perfect sense, putting something that looks like that on Mars.
Yeah, but also Elon Musk also tweeted out, we can make anime cat girls real. We have the technology. I have no idea.
He's lying about that either.
You know what? I think it's an option.
If he can do all this weird shit with electric things, imagine what the hell DARPA has. They totally have cat girls, like, stored in NORAD.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. They probably came through the Stargate they have there.
Mm-hmm.
But they
just, like, roll up with, like, real-ass anime cat girls.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I'm gonna find them.
If you find them, can you warn me in advance about how annoying they are? I know it's, for some reason, something everybody wants.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like
deck a cat girl in the face if she makes one squeal at me, like
an anime squeal and ends every sentence with meow.
Yes,
come on, don't be speciesist. She's part cat. She has to.
That's a kneecappable offense.
Kneecappable.
Rather than prison time,
yeah.
We talk about how badly we can injure you if you commit this crime. Like, oh man, I better not get caught for this murder. They're gonna take my legs.
It would sure free up the prison system. If you just got, like, an immediate injury, the hospitals would be really full, but, you know.
Armed robbery, you get 3 concussions.
That'd be awesome.
Dude, that's fantastic.
So if you murder someone, you get shot into the sun.
Mm-hmm.
That's just an automatic.
Sorry.
Yeah. Let's see. Shoplifting, I think... I think you get an unwanted septum piercing.
No, I think you get your unwanted septum piercing, and then you get one bone in your hand broken.
For shoplifting?
Hey, they used to cut them off, so I think we're really doing them a favor.
Which bone? Do you get to pick which bone, or is it picked for you?
Oh, that's even better. Be like, hey, which bone do you want to break? And you're like, do I have to pick? Like, you don't want us to pick. And they're like, all right.
Because yeah, you know if you let them pick, it would be one of the ones in the middle of the hand. Not a finger bone.
I think like my pinky.
I'd let the pinky go. Well, no. Nah,
yeah, break that. Not like your actual pinky, but like the bone in your hand.
Oh, that would take so long to heal, man. You'd have to wear one of those weird-ass casts.
No, you can do one of the ones that just does your pinky. Can't you? And you can still like sit here and just like, oh, I can't wiggle that independently.
Well, yeah, you could probably do that, but... You could break that bone in your hand that's connected to your pinky, but you'd have to restrict the movements of at least 2 other fingers just so you don't incidentally move the pinky.
Yeah, but then you're still out there frickin' crabbing it.
Oh, yeah, you could pinch things all day.
Yeah.
Like, that's no problem, but
if you like
typing is a no.
Yeah, but like if they chose to like break your middle or your ring finger hand bone, the whole thing's going.
All you can do is karate chop.
Yeah.
That's it.
And even that. Well, no, you got the cast. You can get some fucking leverage on them.
Yeah.
But all right, what kind of shoplifting would have them break your thumb?
Ooh. Oh, like type of merchandise?
Mm-hmm. Like
yeah,
how much?
Thumb is pretty important.
If you steal over $1,000 worth of shit, that's a felony, right?
Yeah. Okay, so there you go. That's the natural progression to thumb, right?
No, I think felony, like $1,000, you just break all of the bones.
All of them?
All of them.
Oh, my God. But you get to pick the hand, right?
No, your dominant hand.
Oh,
and you just have to be like, I am left-handed.
Polygraphs don't work anyway.
Yeah.
They're not admissible in court.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
They're basically pseudoscience.
How do we get a polygraph?
How do we get one?
Yeah, how much are polygraphs?
That's a good idea.
I want to take one.
Me too. Do we want to buy a polygraph or go out and get one?
Let's check both options.
Okay. First, we will try and purchase a polygraph machine on Amazon. The results of this test, USB Polygraph 2, Police Edition. 2.5 stars, 12 reviews.
That looks like a kid's game.
It might be.
All right. What's the comments say?
Let me see. Yeah, let's do this. Let's get a 2-star review. Does not provide any analysis for the results of a given test exercise. Does not allow saving or printing of the test exercise. Wow, that's really useless.
Or you could just be like, hey, is your dick longer than 7 inches? And they say yes, and then that you just know it's a lie.
Oh, yeah, so you just... We would be doing it in studio. We would just be recording the buzzes. Okay, I guess that's not so bad.
This could turn bad real fast.
Let me see.
About it. Why do they have polygraph and then a fingerprint?
I don't know.
Wait, what's that game?
This one?
Yeah.
Lie detector game, adult party game. What? They have game twice in the... Okay. Real working lie detector game. The lie detector game uses a real working lie detector game that helps reveal the truth game with voice analysis game technology game. I did that.
Okay,
sorry.
I was going to say, like, what?
Get in the hot seat. Ask juicy questions you're dying to know. Players ask high-stake questions to the person in the hot seat to try and catch them in a lie. Earn points for telling the truth. Well, that seems way too easy. How does it detect
what
the...
What kind of fucking questions are you going to ask?
Would you blank for $1 million? Would you ever intentionally start drama and social... This isn't...
What?
These aren't real
these
questions.
These are adult... Wait, go down a little bit. Scroll.
You
want
to read these ones?
Heaven and hell existed. Would you go to heaven if you died right now? Fuck me.
How am I supposed to know that? These aren't the kind of questions you're supposed to be asking. The real questions.
I think those are suggestions just to keep the party moving. But if you want to start asking,
make up your own.
Yeah, you can start just moseying if you want.
Yeah, I'd rather do that. Like, have you ever drank and drive? Like, that's who.
Yeah, you're like, what constitutes drinking?
Think about it. Let's see. So these seem kind of useless to me. Let's see where we can go get a polygraph test. Polygraph test Portland. That might work. Fortify polygraph. Polygraph testing in Portland. Cool. Contact us.
404 Never mind.
Not found. We can't do that.
Actually, let's just call up the Woodland Police Department and be like, hey, y'all got a lie detector test? And they're like, I mean, yeah, nobody's using it. Like, can we? And they're like, yeah, I suppose.
That would be... Should we call the non-emergency number?
Well, no, they won't have a line open. No. Not for non-emergencies, they wouldn't right now, right? Like, I assume they have, like, obviously have on-duty cops right now, but I don't think anybody's on the phone right now.
I don't know. I called the non-emergency number at 11 p.m. one time, and somebody picked up, but it might have been transferred to Vancouver. I'm really thinking about it.
Dude, so am I, but, like, how bad's our quality going to be? Because I don't want, like, a squad car to just roll up and be like, hey, what's going on here? Like,
we're just doing a show. You want to? We got a spare mic, officer.
So, you ever killed anyone?
What an opener. They're like, we lead with that.
They're just like, one of these shows, huh?
We lead with that, and then we end with, what's your perfect Sunday? And then it'd probably be like strangling a drug dealer. I don't know.
Have you ever planted drugs on a person that you were apprehending because you knew they were guilty?
Shit. Yeah, don't cops have to take a lie detector test before they get on the job? We should get a retired cop, and
dude,
I think
let's
we
Drew.
Know one.
Yeah.
Get him on the polygraph. That'd be fun.
See if he can break it.
Yeah. It wouldn't be that hard to do.
He just, like, Zen minds himself, and his heartbeat's going 200, and it just breaks the machine.
Yeah. I think that is the basis for not allowing polygraphs as admissible court evidence, is because people can train themselves to, like, meditate or opposite of meditate and just skew the results.
Well, I assume if somebody hops on there and they're, like, really nervous, everything's going to look like a lie because they're... Or does it look for, like, random fluctuations in heartbeat?
It looks for... So that stuff in the beginning where they ask you, like, your name and your favorite color and all that bullshit, that's the calibration round. That's just to get, like, baseline readings of how you normally feel... Asking normal questions that you know the answers to and you don't have anything to worry about.
I want a fucking polygraph.
Yeah, it seems like a fun idea and a dangerous one.
Yeah, this could turn the show real bad.
It could be. Nathan, what the... I can't... Nathan Fielder?
Fielder?
I don't know why I'm blanking on his last name, but he did a polygraph one time. To
How was that?
To try and prove that he never looked at pornography.
Did he pass?
No. But he kept playing it really well, like, obviously the machine was broken and couldn't be trusted, so I went to a second polygraph institute. He did, like, three different guys.
Dude, this guy's a fucking legend.
I know.
Just watching him, you don't know where he ends and the character begins.
It all blends together, dude. It's...
dumb Starbucks.
I kind of wish I could create something like that here.
Yeah.
Like, there's the characters of us on the show, and you can't... It's kind of there already,
mm-hmm.
but we do this shit off-air, too, so...
Yeah.
It really bleeds over into real life. It's not even... character work at this point.
No, we don't have characters that we're playing. We're just us.
No, not until like I turn on wait, is it on? I don't think it is. Not until I turn on this thing.
Hello?
These are the only character voices that we have. It's like us in a church.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now let's see if we let's get something random in here. I'm just going to spin this a billion times.
What's going on?
I don't know.
What's it do?
I think I ended up on the same one. We're in a concert hall.
You just spun it a million times like, ah, shit, we're back where we started.
I need more options. Maybe I should get a new mixing board. Sell this one. What do you think? I like this
you're
one.
You're the engineer.
Nah. I know what I'm actually going to do. We've got a fair amount of money in the show account. I'm going to replace these things, the mic holders.
The mic holders? What's wrong with them?
Well, they keep... every time somebody gets on one of these ones over here, like
immediately
the mic
they
flop
just
forward.
Flop.
Yep. They are not really meant to be touched, it turns out. That's not normal behavior in a microphone.
They're not meant to be touched, used, or otherwise per... I don't know.
Yeah, we need to...
Hey. Yeah. I need you to think of a word for me, all right?
All right.
So... when somebody does something to you, you can sue them for, like, damage, like, to your psyche, right?
Right.
What's, like, the actual name of that? There's a word in there somewhere that starts with a C. I'm pretty sure it starts with a C.
C.
And it's, like, an actual kind of charge. I tried Googling it, but all I came up with were words that...
didn't make sense?
Yeah, it came up with, like, a lot of synonyms for suffering, and that wasn't... You can sue them for, like, suffering and something.
I think the catch-all term is just damages.
Yeah, damages, but like specifically, there's a word in there that I'm so sure starts with a C.
Shit, that's a good question. Hang on.
This has been bothering me since fucking Tuesday.
Damages. Did you hear this on a show or something?
No, me and a friend of mine were just talking, and somehow we got something in there.
Causation.
No.
Is that it?
No.
The person's actions or inactions must have caused the injury.
Like, yeah. Just a second.
Negligence, intentional tort, strict liability. I don't want to just do control. Loss of consortium?
No.
Companionship? That's not it, though. Does it sound evil?
Yeah, it's like it's a bad thing to happen. It's kind of the same as like causing suffering and
consultation. No, that's how to talk to a lawyer. What is an appeal? Collecting damages. Contact Botta Fulkerson. Terrible name. Emotional distress. But it has to do with emotional distress.
It has to do with emotional distress.
Types of emotional distresses.
You're about to get a lot of ads for counseling.
I might be. Well, no, I got an ad blocker on.
Oh,
so
yeah, my boy.
I don't have my double ad blocker on, though, so something might get through. Negligent behavior, something of a loved one, intentionally inflicted. For example, your neighbor started a fire on purpose in your garage with the intent to kill you. If you started having panic attacks that led to fainting, you might have a case in this type of situation. Physical injuries or whatever, okay.
Like, you kind of understand the word I'm thinking of, right?
But with a C? There's not very many C words.
And I feel like it starts with C-O-N or C-O-M, but...
compensation. Well, that's what happens if you win.
Yeah.
Carbenstein. Krebs. No. Fuck. It's hard to think of words.
Dude, like, as soon as you sit there, you're like, what's this one specific word? And then all of a sudden...
C has to do with emotional...
You just know a lot of fucking words.
Connection. No. I'm just picking out every word that starts with C.
Pull up... You know what? Pull up a fucking dictionary. I'm going through this line by line.
Oh, God.
Nah, I don't do that.
Starting by C?
I'm going to do that after the show, but because I'm dead serious. I need to know this fucking word.
Hire a lawyer. No, it's not complain. That's too easy. What did you look up? Maybe I should do that.
Synonyms of suffering.
Oh. Synonyms for suffering. How about emotional suffering?
Ooh, yeah.
Because that, you know, it's specific to that. Another word for emotional suffering. So far,
how come those aren't alphabetical?
Yeah, what's the deal here? Cheerlessness?
I mean, technically.
It didn't jump out at you when I said it, so that's probably not right. Discord. Not a C word. Funk. Mournfulness? No. That was the only word here that started with a C.
One of the synonyms for suffering that I found was having a bad day, which I thought was funny.
And you're feeling one down? How's that song go?
When you have a bad day,
sends you on down. You sing a sad song and you drive off a bridge. Yeah.
Oh, like you must have got the Kidz Bop one.
Yeah, probably. They really twist those in their own way, but that's, you know, that's parody law. That's how they get
away
with it.
They're allowed to. Anyway, we can be done with this, but
somebody email
me.
If you can think of this mysterious word, please send it to us. It's bugging me too. I like knowing my words sometimes.
Like, you kind of understand what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
When somebody's like, "Well, I need reparations for this pain and suffering and con something that happened to me."
Oops. I don't know. It's just like emotional. I've never thought of it any other way. Was it some weird Latin thing? You know, lawyers are doing that Latin thing.
No, if anything, I think I saw it in a movie.
Yeah?
You know that movie? What's that guy that played Napoleon Dynamite?
Oh, fuck.
It was him and Billy Bob Thornton, and he goes to, like, some, like, self-esteem class that Billy Bob Thornton's putting on. And at the very beginning of the movie, he,
Napoleon Dynamite. Let's see. I wanted to say, I wanted to say Marilyn Manson, but that's not the guy.
John Heder.
Okay.
All right.
So him and...
Billy Bob Thornton. What's his movies?
Let's look up Billy Bob. Billy Bob Thornton.
Thornton.
I got it right, you know? That's fine. Is it Sling Blade? That's not it. What matches? Legend of Korra? No.
Wait, what? Billy Bob Thornton's in Legend of Korra?
No, John Heder is.
That's even weirder.
Hang on.
Who does he voice?
Legend, Ryu and Ryu's dad.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who either of those guys are. A Monstrous Holiday. Was it before Napoleon Dynamite?
After, I think.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
Napoleon.
Wait, go up. When does it say Napoleon Dynamite was?
2004.
Okay. So yeah, it's after.
I always thought it was earlier for some reason. Sasquatch Gang. Was that it?
No.
Blades of
Keep
Glory.
Going.
My Name's Earl's a good show. Let me see. Dead Grandma, that's a TV show.
Keep going.
Up and up and up and up.
All right. Hold up. You're going too fast. I cannot read.
We're doing the fast thing.
Keep going.
Up and up and up.
Stop.
Stopping. My Dad is Scrooge.
Dude, I got nothing. Where the fuck?
Are you sure this word and this movie weren't just dreams you had?
You know what, man? Anything's possible.
Yeah?
Billy Bob Thornton's been in hella movies, dude. Didn't he used to 93? Be married to Angelina Jolie?
No. Really?
I think so.
Really?
Or at the very least,
this
they
ugly
were...
Spud?
Maybe it was.
Hey, let's plug that in here. Hang on. Who hasn't dated Angelina Jolie?
Spouses, yeah, right
there.
Oh,
wow, they were married for 3 years.
What the fuck?
2000 to 2003. It was 9/11 that did it. Tough time.
So you're telling me Angelina Jolie in the early 2000s, prime Angelina Jolie, took a look at Billy Bob Thornton and was like, oh, hell yeah, I'll ride that.
I guess.
Fuck, there's hope for us all, dude.
He's been married 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 times.
I'm kind of the opinion that if you've been married more than twice...
Give up.
I think the problem might be you.
Maybe.
Maybe not that you're a bad person, but they're just that you pick bad people.
Or all your wives died in
that's,
complete coincidences.
That's mad suspect.
Yeah.
They all fell from the anvil falling off of the fridge.
This is so fun. Do you know who William H. Macy is?
William H. Macy. Yeah. He's in Shameless, right?
Yes. He's Frank in that. And my parents, for like 3 minutes, this very night, had me convinced that he died in real life.
What? They just dropped a new season.
I know. It was so confusing. Because I think maybe the character of Frank dies, or some wire got crossed somewhere. I don't know what
and
it
you're
was.
Like, this dude's dead?
I was like, no, he can't be dead, because I really like him.
Yeah.
He's a good actor, and he's like in weird shit all the time that you don't...
You're like, he's a pretty esteemed actor.
Yeah.
Even if he does look like a hobo.
You ever seen Mystery Men?
No.
He's in that. He's a guy that hits people over the head with a shovel. It's a superpower.
What the fuck?
Yeah. It's fucking weird. Hank Azaria is a guy who throws silverware really well. That's his superpower.
Okay.
And Ben Stiller is a guy who gets really mad.
That's it.
That's his
he doesn't even get strong. He just gets super angry.
Yeah, he like projects it as super strength when he gets mad because he claims that I think he flipped over a car one time, but that never happened.
Oh.
He just wanted to be part of a superhero group.
He's like, yeah, my power is that I get really fucking mad.
Yeah, that's it. It's a weird ass movie. But, yeah, Billy Bob Thornton, stop killing your wives. We're coming after you.
Born 1955.
So we weren't on the moon yet. He watched that happen.
Hey, good for him.
You know he was in a movie called, I think that was him, Astronaut Farmer? Yeah, there it is.
Hey.
Man, I haven't seen that
Mr. Woodcock.
In ages. Oh, is that the support group thing?
That's the movie.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's so something in there.
Yes.
That's where that word is used?
It's at the beginning, I remember, because he works as a meter maid.
Oh, really?
John Heder does. And then some guys start getting mad at him, and then he has a panic attack and falls down. And then
and
he like passes
starts
out
his journey.
And that like makes and that like so they get him somehow they get him to pay the ticket, and then he gives them some money for like reparations or whatever.
Oh,
from having to watch him. And I think they use the word, but I'm not sure.
But that so far, that's our closest one.
I think so, yeah.
Mr. Woodcock.
How come I remember all that bullshit, but not the fucking word?
That's just how brains work sometimes, dude. It's upsetting.
How come I can't remember my fucking biology classes, but...
So, cellular mitosis is what?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's not important anymore. You know, we don't need to remember it. Tell you what. I am going to see if I can obtain this mystery movie, and we can revisit it at some point.
I'm going to just start scrubbing through.
Yep. I mean, you'll recognize the scene at least, so...
Well, yeah, it's right at the beginning.
I have more faith in your brain than you do, so...
I appreciate you, but... We'll
find the fucking scene, bro. It's okay.
This is making me so angry, I have to know.
Don't worry about it, we'll get it. Words are, it's fucked up how much we rely on words, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought as, I don't know if I've vocalized it here before, but words are the closest way that we have to communicate our thoughts directly to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And we are really bad at it most of the time.
Yep.
It's not even close to what we're actually feeling or actually thinking. Most things we're doing or thinking, we can't even describe properly ever with words that even exist. So why are we farting around in this dumbass medium that doesn't even work all the time? Because it's all we have.
Let me talk to your brain, dude. Brain to brain. Like a man.
See, I don't know if we would want that, though, either. It might solve some problems. How do you want to
talk? Eye blinks?
You know, I got to learn Morse code first, but I'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
But I don't know.
Words are still quicker than Morse code.
If we were able to go all telepathic and shit, it would solve most problems, but it would definitely... Most problems that we currently have as humanity, they'd be solved.
As you're sitting there telepathically communicating with somebody like, oh, hey, they have bad intentions. I don't think I'll talk to them anymore. Boom, done.
Yep. And they just kind of, you like, shun them off, and then they go die in a bush or something, and then that ends that lineage.
And everybody's like, hey, yeah, we don't need that guy around anymore.
But it's going to create...
Let's shun him.
I'm acting like it's a foregone conclusion it's going to happen, but there will be way more problems created by it, too. I don't know about oversharing. Yeah, oversharing. How do you have privacy anymore? Do you wear special tinfoil hats to keep the brain out?
If somebody tries to talk to your brain, you can just say no.
Yeah.
Rather than somebody just rolling in, just like molesting your brain with their brain. Nah, man, get out. I don't want you.
I would opt out of the telepathy. I mean, that's a tough question, though.
Because it's going to be for a couple of decades. It's basically just a running beta version.
Yeah.
Yeah, once we get the good version.
No, man, I fucking... If you opt out, that really sounds like you're done forever. You couldn't ever flip that switch back on again.
No, because there'd be so many other people out there that are like, hey, man, I don't like this. I don't think I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And yeah, you guys might have to go start your own little cult in fucking Texas or whatever, but I assume there's going to be like a lot of people.
Is that where all the cults go, is Texas?
Yeah, I figured Utah or something, but whatever.
Hell, the whole fucking state. Pretty much one of those already.
Yep.
No, The telepathy thing isn't super likely, but I think it's not going to be direct brain-to-brain contact. It's going to be, like, computer-assisted. And when shit like that starts happening, I think there are going to be communities that will start to form that will be strictly anti-technology, just to keep that kind of shit out.
They're like, all right, leave your smartphone and your brain chip and also your fucking computer contact lenses right here.
Yeah, if you want to live here... You can do that, but we're going to have to pull all the chips out of your body.
Yeah, take that chip out of your forehead, and then, yeah.
It won't be as bad as Amishness? Amishism? Ambisham. Yeah.
Amisham.
It won't be that bad. Like, you'll still be allowed to have,
pilgrimage. No, that's a verb. Never mind.
I think you'll still be allowed to have, like, TV in some basic form. Offline media, super cool. But probably not no internet as we know it.
As long as like any sort of like technology that has to enter your body to work, no go.
Yeah. Cybernetic implants.
You see your pacemaker? Fuck off.
Well, I don't know. Pacemaker.
Nope, fuck him.
If the pacemaker connects to the internet, fuck that. No. Yeah. I don't want anybody hacking my pacemaker.
You're going to come down here into my lead bunker. And, I don't know.
How did you get in my bunker? Ooh. Did I invite you in? I fucking doubt it.
I don't remember you.
Motherfucker.
Isn't that how it works?
I don't know.
It's all the lead. Sorry for all this lead in my bunker, but,
Just make sure not to touch the walls and then lick your hands, or look at the walls and then lick your hands, or just, like, try not to get hands near face in general.
Basically impossible to avoid.
Yeah.
Sorry. Price of living here, though.
Yep. We're going to sit here and eat dinner on my lead table with my lead dining utensils and lead plates.
Mmm.
But careful not to get lead poisoning.
You can't eat anything stiffer than, like, a grapefruit because all your silverware is going to bend. You ever gotten your hands on some pure lead before?
It's pretty soft and heavy, though.
Yeah. Like, I got a stick of it one time.
Yeah, one time I was over at my buddy's house, and his dad had a hammer, and it was like a big block on the end.
Yeah.
And it was so shiny. It looked like aluminum, right? And I was like, dang, that's weird. So I pick it up, and it's just heavy as fuck. So I'm like feeling it. Like, what is it? He's like, oh, yeah, that's lead. I'm like, what the fuck? You couldn't tell me? And he's like, nah, it's just lead, man. You'll be fine. I'm like, dude, lead poisoning killed Annie Oakley. He's like, yeah, that's a different kind. But no, Annie Oakley actually did die from lead poisoning, most likely.
Not from being shot.
Not from being shot. From
just
like
from shooting too many times.
Yeah, from loading her own bullets with lead
with her teeth.
Yeah,
don't do that, man. No, I'm pretty sure at one point, as a Cub Scout, most likely probably put a 22 casing in my mouth. It was bound to happen.
Been there. I've also put many a lead weight on a fishing line and then bit it shut.
Oh, well, yeah, that's just part of fishing.
You gotta.
If you don't have pliers, what are you going to do?
Use the pliers that God gave you.
That's the teeth.
That's the teeth.
The champas. You ever wonder how people in, like, Africa and stuff have such nice teeth?
Is there a joke in here?
They're really...
Or is this like a thought experiment?
No. This is... It's kind of a thought experiment.
Okay.
It's way easier than you think.
Define to me what a thought experiment is.
In my terms?
Yeah.
Just something...
Because I have like an idea of what I think it means, but I need to know for sure if it's true.
I think... Okay, so the thing I just posited to you was not a thought experiment as I think of it.
Okay.
I think a thought experiment is something that's interesting to think about that does not have a clear solution yet. It might have one in the future.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was too. Like it's something to just kind of ponder over. There's no actual answer, just like mull it over and then come up with something or nothing. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's a thought experiment.
Like the farmer's axe problem. That's kind of a thought experiment.
What?
The farmer's axe problem.
Oh yeah.
Or the Schrodinger's cat thing.
Yeah, I still don't get that. Cat's fucking dead.
But how do you know? You can't look in the box.
Just because you can't see what he is doesn't mean he is in both spots at once. He has to be one or the other. Just because you don't know doesn't mean he is both.
It's confusing.
No, to you, you might be like, is he alive or is he dead? You can't just sit there and be like, he is both alive and dead. No, he has to be one or the other. This isn't fucking science fiction.
Until you can confirm what has happened in the box... Might as well be both at once. It's just a constantly flipping coin. You can't actually know where it landed, so you just kind of shrug and say, sure, yeah, both.
No. Can't be both.
Take it out with Schrodinger, man.
Schrodinger can lick my ass, and then also I'm going to fucking grill up his cat and feed it to him for dinner.
He may have never had a cat. How weird would that be?
He's a fucking Fruit Loop, maybe.
Schrodinger's cat.
Yeah, it has to be one or the other. It can physically not be both.
Let me see. Yep, definitely a dead guy. All right.
Look at his face. That guy for sure had cats.
Oh, yeah. He looks like, fuck, what did he look like?
He reminds me of the dad in To Kill a Mockingbird in the movie.
Yeah.
Atticus?
Yeah. He looks like a professor that worked at Hogwarts and then was caught doing something really bad with his wand, and then he got fired, so now he works at a different wizarding school that's, like, second rate. And
like, super second rate? Like, instead of Hogwarts, they got fucking, I don't know, what's a second rate one?
Probably, like, Ratwarts.
Slither shit or something? I don't know.
Yeah, it's like Wizard Community College.
Rather than Hogwarts, he's over at Pig Toenails.
It'd probably be like... So no, he's working Hogwarts is like the Harvard of wizarding schools.
Yeah, he's
right?
Over there working at Swine Flu.
Welcome to Swine Flu Wizarding Community College.
You're here because you didn't get into Hogwarts. So, and yeah. That's okay.
So instead of potions, you've got like...
you got chemistry lab.
Wizard bartending or something. Yeah.
Here's how to make butterbeer. Hey!
Fucking hey, it's still chemistry, man. I think you gotta ferment it. Anyway.
Nah, magic takes care of it.
Oh, do you want to look at what a thought experiment actually is? See how close we were?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, and they have the cat as an example.
So there's a hypothesis, theory, or principle for the purpose of thinking through its consequences.
So it's thinking for the sake of thinking.
Wow, I've never done that before. Fuck off.
Do that shit like every day.
Is it just me or is like the way they word some of this shit just like super condescending?
Yeah.
Like you read it and you're like,
yes.
Okay, so I sit here and think about, that's how I feel about philosophy too.
Did you ever have to take philosophy?
I never did, but my mom's taken philosophy.
Ooh.
And I told her, I was like, hey, listen, it's going to be a lot of stupid bullshit, and you're going to be like, what's the point of this? You just have to... Basically, what they want you to do is be a fucking smartass, and then you're going to win. She's like, okay. And she took the class, and she's like, you were right. And I was like, I told you.
But it, so, did she have any examples? Because the philosophy class I took and dropped, there were no opportunities to be a smartass because it was logic philosophy. So you're just sitting around, like, trying to learn a whole new form of math that involves no numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird-ass symbols that mean what the fuck ever, and you're supposed to derive something from it. I dropped that class like a hot potato. That was not for me. It was too conceptual.
Yeah, too conceptual with very, this is the answer.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, think of something, but come up with this answer. You're like, what the fuck?
It's like, here you are on Earth being a normal guy, right?
Yeah.
Now, imagine yourself as a Mars man, and imagine you have a house there, and there's a whole language. Just live like that now. Just do it. What the no, I'm not going to fucking learn your moon runes that
there's
tell me nothing.
There's no wrong answers, but this one's the right one.
I did not get it. And the professor, look, you know who Ben Stein is? He's the most boring man in the universe.
Okay.
Imagine the most boring man in the universe, but with a neck beard and twice as thick glasses and Birkenstocks with socks. Tweed sweater.
Let me guess, he has his PhD in philosophy?
I doubt it. I fucking doubt that. He didn't have patches on his elbows. That's the chief identifier of a PhD.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But no, the only real interaction I've had with philosophy was Mr. Roos's class when he said he took philosophy when he was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And he hated the class because there's a lot of just pretentious bullshit.
Yeah.
And he rolls into the final. And the final is, mind you, he didn't like this class to fucking begin with.
Right.
He hated it. The class, for the final question, or for like the final...
Was it proving a chair existed?
No, it was... Oh. Why?
Oh, God.
And he saw that, became absolutely livid, wrote because in his blue book, slapped it down, walked out.
Did he pass?
A plus.
Motherfucker.
The only A plus in that entire fucking class.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's so dumb. Why? Because.
It's intellectual masturbation. That's all it is.
Yeah, no. It's just people just fucking stroking themselves and each other off.
It had its place... In Descartes' day, all right? He gave us analytical geometry, which I'm sure is useful for something.
I don't even know what that means, so we're just going to move along.
It's like the bridge between algebra and geometry.
Okay. I can say that's useful.
Yeah. It's got an application.
Isn't that just trig?
No. Trig is, like, specific to triangles.
Everything's a triangle if you put enough work into it.
If you fold it enough times, yeah.
Yep.
We can fold this table into a triangle.
I want to go back to something that you said.
Yeah.
Proving a chair exists.
Yeah.
Is that a real question that you had?
No, that's not. The class that I had would never have begun to touch anything that tangible. It was moon runes. I swear to God.
Fuck.
Drew took it and finished it. You should ask him.
Dude, I'm going to. No, but like, what do they mean, prove that a chair exists?
I don't know. Just like the guy wrote why on the whiteboard. Like, I don't know how you're supposed to prove that. The example that I've heard, I don't remember where I heard it from. I'm sure it's been stolen dozens of times over the years, is that imagine it's a philosophy class. It's the final. Professor puts a chair on the stage, and your task is to write down in your book, prove that the chair exists. And then some student writes in, what chair? And they win the class. You don't get A's in the class. You win. That's how it goes. You get a trophy. You get a philosophy trophy. It's a wood block with nothing on it. And you just have to imagine a golden statue on
top. Yeah, and it's not real anyway. So.
Yeah, so what the hell, right?
You know how you go prove that chair exists?
Break it over his head?
Break it over his head and be like, wow, well, apparently that wasn't real. No, you just start smashing shit when they call security. Be like, seems like it was pretty real to me.
Yeah. Seem real to you guys? seem real to you? Go ahead and put the cuffs on. Let me out. Let's go.
But I don't get, what's the point of trying to prove that that doesn't exist?
I don't know. Hang on. Should we plug philosophy into here?
Dude, I fucking hate philosophy.
Awesome.
Dude, it's just what you said. It's people just trying to think that they're smart.
Oops, I did that really wrong.
What's H-philosophy?
It's the study of words without vowels.
My favorite class.
I can't fucking spell it.
Philosophy.
What the hell is going on here? Oh, Jesus Christ. Phila. When I laugh too hard, I can't type.
Study of words.
Okay, and then I put a fucking bracket in it, so this page will never load.
Right there. Just click on it. Right there.
Philosophy high.
The page does not exist. Then why'd you offer it, you fucking asshole?
Okay, here we go. Oh, literally, love of wisdom in Greek. The study of general and fundamental questions about existence, knowledge, values, reason, mind, and language. Such questions are often posed as problems to be studied or resolved.
Okay. Bring me down to some famous questions.
Famous questions. Let's see. Historical overview. Let's do
approaches, societal.
History of philosophy? No.
No.
They're not going to have any famous questions here.
You know what? Google it. I want to answer them.
Okay.
As a common layman with just like no real knowledge on it, then I want someone to tell me why I'm wrong.
All right, here we go. Top 10 greatest philosophical questions of all time. Number 10, does God exist?
Sure. Why not?
Number 9, what is the meaning of life?
You live, you fall in love, you reproduce, and you die. Just the meaning of our life is no different than any other animal's.
Longest answer so far. Number 8, what is the relationship between mind and body?
Separate beings.
Number 7, what happens next?
What happens next? Heaven or hell?
Number 6, why is there something rather than nothing?
Because nothing isn't real.
Hmm. Fair point. Number 5, why all this stuff and not some other stuff?
It'd be like that sometimes.
Okay. Number 4, who am I?
Tell you what, why don't you introduce yourself, and then I'll introduce myself, and then we'll know who the other is.
Yeah, there isn't enough information here to go on. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's...
Seems like it to me.
Thought experiment.
Number 3, how do I know what is right and wrong?
You just gotta believe, man.
Just like the Christmas spirit, right?
Yep. Trust me, how do I know what's right and wrong? You feel it. You know.
Yeah. And if you run into a time where you think something is right, but people tell you it's very wrong, then you see a psychiatrist, I think, because something might be broken.
Well, I mean, a lot of people thought that the Holocaust was right, but a lot of people felt like it was wrong.
Very hotly contested issue at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Suck my dick.
Number 2, how can I know anything?
What? How can I know anything?
Yeah. Anything is in italics.
How can you not know anything? You have to know.
You gotta know some things.
If you didn't know anything for sure, you wouldn't be alive right now.
It's true.
So yeah, eat my ass. You'd be dead.
You got one left, though. Number 1, what am I supposed to do?
You're supposed to fall in love, have kids, reproduce, and then eventually die.
Hey, that's the same as number 8.
Yeah, it's almost like that's human's goal in life.
Wow. It's almost like it's just an endlessly repeating cycle.
Crazy. Yeah, you're not fancy. You're not any sort of fucking special because you have metacognition, you fucking evolved ape. Eat my shit.
What do you mean by metacognition? Just the ability to think about thinking?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is.
Stop twisting my brain into knots, man.
Supposedly, dolphins have metacognition, too. Oh, and parrots.
Really?
Because a parrot once asked its owner, what color am I? Thereby justifying its own existence.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But that's not philosophy. That's actual science.
What about, like, what about gorillas that can sign language? Do they have metacognition?
Probably. Dicks out for Harambe.
forever and for all time.
I'm gonna write that in my fucking philosophy book. Do gorillas have metacognition that can sign? Maybe dicks out for Harambe.
Is there a possibility you'll have to take philosophy in the future?
I hope not. I got all my prereqs and shit done. I should just be okay. Fast track for biology and chemistry major now.
Yeah, if you've done all your prereqs, you won't have to do philosophy. You might have to do like an ethics course.
Suck my ethics.
And you know you're going to be forced through like some diversity thing.
Yeah, whatever.
But, you know.
Hopefully it's just at like this course intro or something. Hopefully I'm going to WSNU starting next semester or whenever it is.
Sweet.
Yeah. Last day of sign-ups, December something or other, so I got to do all my paperwork and shit tonight.
Yeah.
I got to send his transcript over there, apply.
Beg on your knees.
Something like that. Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Send them $700 and then you might get to kiss the shoes of the dean. You know they have a guy that works there? His official title is Chancellor, as in Palpatine, as in evil guy.
As in someone who's in charge of all of us plebs?
Yeah, Chancellor. What the hell?
Chancellor.
That is something, okay, that is a title reserved for Star Wars characters and the Middle East, college campuses.
I stopped referring to people by, why does my toe hurt so bad? I don't get it.
Did you smash it?
No.
Let me see.
It feels like I have a cut.
Where?
Like right here. Just hurts.
Oh, I know why. It's the hairs on the top of your toe. I'm not even kidding you. This happens to me. Sometimes the hairs on the tops of my toe get kind of long, and they'll get like twisted around, and it actually pulls on the skin really weird.
No, see, it's not right there because it's right at the base of my toenail.
Oh, it's at the nail bed.
Yeah, kind of.
You might just have a really small cut there. Then
I'm probably dying. Anyway,
it's probably the
but
cancer.
Yeah, I stopped referring to people by their fucking titles when I got out of the military, and when the consequences for me not doing so weren't prison anymore. So
you could go to prison for not calling someone captain or something.
Disrespecting a commissioned officer, very serious offense.
Fuck, dude, that's part of the brainwashing, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
You think you've cured yourself of all that?
No, I think I'm just angrier.
So it never actually, you were never truly brainwashed, it just jaded you.
Yeah, jaded me and then brainwashed me in the opposite direction.
Oh, well, hey, that's good.
Full
that's
just repulsion, rather than being like, hey, I learned some important stuff from that, I'm going on my way out the door.
Yeah, see, being brainwashed by other people, that's bad. That's how you lose yourself. If you brainwash yourself with your own ideas, that just reinforces your identity.
Yeah.
So,
and that says, who am I?
Hell yeah, dude. Fucking philosophy shit.
I can't
we did
wait.
It.
I can't wait to answer that one time. Like, who are you, Jared Williams? And just leave it at that.
It doesn't have to be more complicated than that. Nope. Why do we have to have whole degrees dedicated
to it?
Well,
you're not taking the class seriously. Well, this class isn't serious at all. It's a fucking joke. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows that I'm here for my 5 fucking credits and then I can leave.
If our eyes aren't real, how can this class be real? Go ahead and like us on Facebook.com/TJFRadio. We're also TJFRadio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not being watched too at TJFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS and Spotify. I almost forgot that one. We're at TJFRadio.com. Closing statement before we get out of here.
We're talking about philosophy and I made myself angry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to do that to you, but sometimes you got to talk about the bad stuff.
Yep.
Just has to happen.
You just got to get it out there sometimes. And fuck philosophy.
And hopefully we taught you just to avoid it. Because really, philosophy was very much required before like the 1900s when we still had a lot of unanswered questions. Post-industrial revolution, we kind of figured things out for ourselves. You know,
we got robots to do that shit. We don't care.
Yeah. We'll just wait for the new wave philosophy when the robots start teaching us.
Yeah.
That's a scary time.
Are our circuits even real?
Oh, God. Hope I don't have to take that class. I'll most likely be dead. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.